Welcome to our deep dive today. We're really going to dig into Valley Hope.
Okay.
They're a network of addiction treatment centers.
Sounds intriguing.
I've gathered some material here. Really want to get a feel for what they're all about.
All right. Well, I've got excerpts here from Valley Hope's website. Should give us some good insight.
Okay.
Into their background, their methods, and what distinguishes them in addiction treatment.
Perfect. One thing that really struck me right off the bat is they've helped over 350,000 people.
Wow.
Who are struggling with addiction.
Wow.
That's a significant number.
Yeah.
Really makes you consider the impact.
It is. It's pretty remarkable. And to think they've been around since 1967.
Oh, wow.
Speaks volumes about their commitment. That's a long time to be at the forefront of such a demanding field.
It's not just about how long they've been around, though, is it? They have this patient endorsement rate in the top 5% nationally.
Yeah.
It's got to mean something.
Absolutely. Shows their approach isn't just effective. It genuinely resonates with those going through their programs.
Yeah.
And that level of satisfaction, especially in addiction treatment, speaks volumes about their quality of care.
And speaking of resonating, their website features some powerful testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
People like Sammy, Brittany, and Miguel, all crediting Valley Hope with saving their lives.
Wow.
These stories are more impactful than any statistic could ever be.
They really are. There's this human element that's impossible to ignore.
Yeah.
They're not just numbers. They're real people who faced addiction and come out stronger.
It makes it real. Brittany, for example, talks about how Valley Hope changed her entire aspect of life. That really resonated with me. It wasn't just about overcoming addiction. It was about a complete transformation.
Exactly. And that leads us to a crucial part of Valley Hope's philosophy, what they call customized care.
Okay.
It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. They tailor treatment plans to each person's mental and physical needs.
So how does that actually work? Like, do they have different treatment options they pick from?
It's more nuanced than that. They have a whole team of clinical experts who collaborate to develop a personalized plan for every single patient.
Wow.
It's about understanding the individual, not just treating the addiction itself.
That's fascinating. So it's not just about breaking free from substance abuse.
Right.
It's about addressing the root causes.
Exactly.
Giving people the tools to face life without those substances.
You got it. They address underlying issues like trauma, mental health, family issues, because they understand addiction often stems from deeper places.
Right.
They're giving them the tools to rebuild their lives from the ground up.
So tell me, what are these treatment options? What kind of things are we talking about?
Well, they have a wide range depending on the individual's needs.
Okay.
There's residential treatment where they live at the facility.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's outpatient care for those who need more flexibility.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because not everyone can put their life on hold to live at a treatment center.
Exactly. Plus, they're embracing technology with their telecare option.
Oh, interesting.
Provides remote access to care, crucial these days.
Okay, telecare, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Especially for people in rural areas.
Yeah.
Or those without easy access to in-person treatment. That could be a game changer. We're just scratching the surface here, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. They also offer medical detox for those needing a safe and supervised environment to withdraw from substances.
Okay.
And then there's mat therapy.
Hold on. Mat therapy, could you clarify that for listeners who might not know what that is?
Of course. MAT stands for medication-assisted treatment.
Okay.
Really important part of their approach.
Mm-hmm.
It combines medication with therapy.
Okay.
To address both the physical and psychological aspects of addiction.
So it's a two-pronged approach, tackling addiction from multiple angles.
Exactly. And it highlights their dedication to using every tool available to help people recover.
Yeah.
They also emphasize addressing co-occurring disorders. Things like depression, anxiety, which often accompany addiction.
Because it's rarely just the addiction itself.
Right, exactly.
There are often underlying mental health issues that need attention as well.
Precisely. And they don't stop there. They have specialized programs for veterans.
Wow.
Recognizing their unique challenges. And they understand the importance of family in recovery.
Of course.
So they have a solid family care program.
They've really thought of everything.
They have.
They seem to offer such comprehensive support.
They do. And it's not just the variety. It's the philosophy behind it. They understand every person walking through the doors is different with a unique story and unique needs.
It's that customized care approach we discussed earlier.
Yes. They know there's no single solution for addiction. What works for one might not work for another. And their entire approach reflects that.
It's almost as if they're saying, come as you are. and we'll figure this out together.
Exactly. They meet people where they're at and work together to find a path towards lasting recovery.
I'm curious, this emphasis on personalized care, this deep understanding.
Yeah.
Have you seen it reflected in specific parts of their treatment programs? Can you give me an example?
It's ingrained in everything they do, but one thing that stands out is their approach to therapy.
Okay.
It's not just one-on-one sessions with a therapist, although they offer those too.
Right.
They incorporate things like art therapy, music therapy, even equine therapy.
Equine therapy, like with horses.
Exactly. It may seem a bit unconventional, but there's growing evidence that interacting with horses can be incredibly therapeutic.
Wow.
Particularly for those who've experienced trauma.
Interesting.
It helps build trust, understand boundaries, process emotions safely, without judgment.
That's remarkable. Never would have thought of that.
Yay.
Shows how open they are to trying new things and finding what works best.
Exactly.
So it's not just about the therapy itself.
Right.
They also focus on life skills training.
Yes.
They recognize addiction can disrupt education, jobs, relationships. Mm. So they teach things like budgeting, cooking, job searching. You know, essential skills for a stable life.
Precisely. It's not just about getting sober.
Right.
It's about empowering people to thrive in recovery.
It's about giving them the tools to succeed.
Exactly. They're giving them the skills to not just survive, but to create a life they actually want.
We've talked a lot about what happens during treatment.
Right.
But what about after they leave Valley Hope? What kind of support do they provide for long-term recovery?
That's key because staying sober is ongoing.
Absolutely.
They have a dedicated alumni program staff there to support people even after treatment ends.
Nice.
They organize events, workshops, support groups.
Right.
Like an extended family to lean on through challenges.
That ongoing connection must be so valuable.
It is.
Especially early on when things can feel overwhelming.
Absolutely.
Like you're saying, we're here for you every step of the way.
Exactly. And they understand that recovery isn't always a straight line.
Yeah.
There might be setbacks, even relapses, but they're there with encouragement, guidance, resources to help people get back on track.
So it's not just about getting through the initial program.
Right.
They're invested in their long-term success, which makes me wonder, how do they measure that success?
That's a great question. And what I find compelling is they look beyond just the numbers.
Beyond just sobriety rates.
Yes. They track things like employment, stable housing, mental health improvements, even family reunification.
Oh, wow.
They recognize true success is multifaceted.
It's about the whole picture, the quality of life they build after treatment.
Exactly. It's not about patching them up and sending them off.
Right.
They want to help them create a life worth living, a life with meaning, purpose, connection.
So we've covered their background, their personalized approach, their services, the long-term support, even how they measure success. Is there anything else about Valley Hope that we haven't touched on? You know, as we've been talking, something's been on my mind.
Okay.
We've covered a lot about Valley Hope.
Yeah.
Their history, their approach, their dedication to long-term support.
Right.
But I'm curious, from your perspective,
yeah,
what truly sets them apart from other programs? What makes their approach unique?
That's a great question. I think what struck me most, and it's come up throughout our conversation, is their unwavering focus on treating the whole person.
Okay.
They get that addiction isn't just about the substance. It often stems from deeper issues.
Of course, yeah.
Trauma, mental health, relationships, and they don't shy away from that.
Yeah.
They lean into it, offering support to address every part of a person's well-being.
It's like they're saying, we see you, the real you, and we're here to help you heal completely.
Exactly. They understand recovery isn't just about stopping the substance.
Right.
It's about building a life that's fulfilling, meaningful, connected.
Yeah.
And that takes more than just tackling the addiction itself.
Right.
It needs a holistic approach.
Okay.
One that addresses physical, emotional, mental, even spiritual well-being.
It's like they're not just treating addiction, they're facilitating transformation.
That's a great way to put it. They create a space where people don't just break free, but they rediscover themselves, rebuild, and reach their full potential.
This deep dive has been truly eye-opening.
It has.
It's given me a whole new perspective on what addiction treatment can be when it's approached with this level of compassion, personalization, and commitment.
I agree. It's been a privilege to explore this with you.
And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive into Valley Hope has given you a better understanding of their incredible work.
Yes.
But beyond that, we hope it sparked some reflection on addiction treatment overall.
Yes.
And the power of a truly holistic approach.
Because ultimately, it's about a world where recovery is not the exception, but the expectation.
Right.
A world where everyone has the support to overcome addiction and build a better future.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
But before we go, I want to leave you with something to think about. If you could create the perfect addiction treatment program, what would it look like?
Mm-hmm.
What would you focus on, and how would you measure success?
That's a powerful question.
Yeah.
One, I hope our listeners will really consider.
Yeah.
Because by imagining a better future, we can start to make it a reality.
Beautifully said. To our listeners, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Valley Hope.
Thank you.
Keep asking questions, keep learning, and keep believing in change. We'll see you on our next deep dive.